CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to Fantasy Friday.
Oh, feeling bouncy.
What did you have on there? What is that?
I have got an olive green dress on, and I have got a very nice tan on.
Mm.
Feeling very tanned up today.
You got tanned just for Fancy Friday. How nice.
I know, right? Really stepping up the game.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. We've got a gala tomorrow.
Sorry, just being honest.
And you've got your Peaky Blinders hat on again tonight.
Yes.
Froth it.
It's my one fancy hat.
Mm. Where's your shirt from?
Where's it from?
Yeah, give us the fit ads.
It's from a vintage store.
Yep.
Called Rusty Zipper.
Okay, cool.
If that helps.
Rusty, I've never heard of it.
To button up 70s vintage.
Very cool.
Thank you.
You've got your fancy suit ready for tomorrow, though?
Yeah.
You are going to rock it, your $900 suit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, because that's what began the Fancy Friday in the first place.
Well, I can't wear it today, can I? I've got
no.
a gala for
yeah,
it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Tell you what I did last night.
What did you do last night?
I went to see Troy's South Road Boys podcast
oh
recording.
My God,
Troy
was
from
it
Sales, CFM Salesman Troy, does a podcast, South Road Boys. They did a live recording for their 250th show last night at the Penguin Brew Co. Yeah, pretty good. They're pretty funny fellas.
They're pretty funny fellas.
Yeah.
Did it put our show to shame?
Oh, yeah.
You're just checking a text message there, are you?
I'm looking at a photo of last night.
Oh, okay.
To show
you. Going to show me?
Yeah, so Troy comes out and does a thoughtful Troy segment. It's basically a very elaborate pun.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity for him to say a very elaborate pun. But he wears a little wig. Look at his wig.
Oh, my God, he wears a little wig.
It kept falling in his face, too. He couldn't
get
it
out of his
face.
Oh, my God, it's a very long wig.
Yeah.
Look at them go. Was there heaps of people there?
They sold 60 tickets, he said.
Oh, amazing.
So it was
go
a pretty
Troy.
Good turnout, and I reckon it'll sound good when it's uploaded. It's not uploaded yet, though, so lazy.
Okay. Oh, come on, boys.
I only saw half of it, too. They started at 7:30,
mm-hmm.
and then at 9 o'clock I had to leave. They took a break. I'm like, we've got more left, and it's like, I've got to go to bed, so.
Bed was calling.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm glad you went. Oh, how cool.
I'll tell you what, driving from Devonport to Penguin last night in that rain, the
Ooh.
Road was underwater.
Yeah.
I was like driving on ocean.
And the roads are still wet this morning, so if you're out and about on the roads today, make sure you drive to the conditions, please.
On the way this hour, today in history, Who Dat, we're playing with Darryl Braithwaite today of Horses Fame.
Ah, yes!
We'll get to
Are we going to play horses? Please
we'll get to
horses.
Some more of your favourite school excursions from yesterday. We had some good late ones come in. And 5 second rule next to wake us up. Noel Horan, Anne-Marie on CFM's Adam and Ari, 12 past 6.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
All right, Ari and I like to challenge each other this time every morning to wake up with a 5 second rule. You've got to name three things in 5 seconds. Play along listening. Who's going first? You usually go first.
Yeah, all righty, Adam. In 5 seconds, name three things you do in the bedroom.
You sleep, you fornicate, snooze and nap.
Well, snooze, nap and sleep surely are the same thing.
Probably. What else do you do?
I read.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, in bed before I go to sleep. That could have been one.
Well,
watch TV.
You ask me what I do.
Yeah.
You
well,
do.
Well, don't you? Where do you read?
Sometimes,
you've got books.
Yeah, I don't read in bed.
You don't read in your bed?
Probably do watch TV. That would be one.
Yeah. Sleep, nap, and have rest.
Wow.
No. Good try. I can't talk. I'm going to be really bad today.
All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, name three types of natural disasters.
Earthquake, flood, and fires.
That's not bad.
Yes!
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yesterday, we were asking for your favourite school excursions as a kid. Tynella wrote in. Actually, a lot of people wrote in saying Hagley Farm.
Mm.
Tynella wrote in Hagley School Farm in grade 5 back in 1995. Remember the ghost stories told by the teacher? And the boys getting busted sneaking in the girls' cabin in the middle of the night. It was dark, possibly only 9 p.m. Reminds me of at my school camp in Maria Island,
mm.
the girls' cabin.
Oh,
so
now who's sneaking into areas
nah,
they shouldn't be?
Nah, this
it wasn't
me.
You.
Just hold on.
Oh.
Just hold on. This
okay.
wasn't me. But Over and over again, it was being drummed into us. Make sure you shut your doors on your cabins because there's possums around and you all got scroggin. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone brought scroggin.
Yeah.
Because we had to do a big walk or something, so you needed your scroggin.
Yeah.
Possums love scroggin, apparently.
This is like a nut mix thing, isn't it?
Yeah, with chocolate in there or whatever. It's an energy mix for your
just
big walks.
Just in case no one else knows.
Yeah. Sort of like trail mix, but with a funnier name.
Yeah, okay.
Scroggin.
Okay, yeah.
But, over and over again, do not leave your cabin doors open. We're going for dinner. Make sure all your cabin doors are closed. Got back. The girls' cabin door was open. There was possum.
Typical.
Possum poo and pee all over their beds. The scroggin had been gotten into by the possums in their bags. And they swore black and blue. They were like, we did not leave that door open.
The boys went in there.
And then they were like, yeah, I reckon the teachers were suspicious. They were like, one of you boys opened that door. I know it. We didn't even know. We were just like, well, I don't think we did. No one said that they did. And it wasn't till years later that Nick Hayes finally confessed, opened their door to let the possums into the scroggin.
It's got to be one of those boys.
Yeah. So,
honestly.
So the teachers were right to be suspicious.
Shocking. Well, we were speaking about it yesterday, about Hagley Farm. You and I have never been. And we were like, well, what happens at Hagley Farm? Anyway, Lauren Webb, hands down, the Hagley Farm, so much fun. Making candles, learning to write with ink quill, making butter, damper, feeding the lambs. What an experience when I was in grade 4. So around 9 to 10 years of age doing all of this.
How
very cool. I would like to do that now.
Well, I see why everyone's putting Hagley Farm down, writing that in.
So thank you, Lauren, for explaining what goes down at Hagley Farm.
Exactly. Kimmy's written in, Hobart trip in grade 5. Got to do so much in Hobart. Ice skating, aquatic centre, Cascade and Cadbury tours. Cascade.
Sorry, they went to a brewery?
I don't know. There's also the non-alcoholic Cascade stuff, but I don't know where that is. I don't know where that factory is.
That's a fair point. Imagine doing that on a school trip.
But it sounds like it means, take the kids to see how the beer's made.
Yeah, real Australian.
They went to the museum, Port Arthur, the old jail, and the shot put tower, I think it's called. It's called the shot tower. There's no shot put involved.
Yeah. That's a pretty intense list for a camp.
Lots of stuff. Botanical gardens as well.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And Warren's written in, favourite school excursion, pub crawl grade 6. I failed the first year of high school. Yep. That'll do it. That'll do it, Warren.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. It is your last chance to be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. We'll give you an audio lineup of 3, A, B, and C. Which one is the real Daryl?
Braithwaite, full name.
Okay.
1-300-655-922 to play. Is Daryl Braithwaite clip A?
Old Triton sound check. And if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
Is Daryl Braithwaite, a.k.a. Horseboy, clip B?
I've always loved the media. I have a love-hate relationship with the media.
Or is it C?
We've even got a gig, I think, in that state called Western Australia.
1-300-655-922. What do you think? Which of those 3 is Daryl Braithwaite? We will run them again. Here's A.
Old Triton sound check. And if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
B.
I've always loved the media. I have a love-hate relationship with the media.
C.
We've even got a gig, I think, in that state called Western Australia.
Call us now. Tell us 1-300-655-922. Which of those 3 is Daryl Braithwaite?
Turn it up.
Daryl Braithwaite there as we do the Daryl Braithwaite challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Tiff from Studley!
Tiff from Studley, how are things this morning?
It's a bit wet out here.
It is a bit wet. Please be careful.
Always.
And of course, let's tell everyone to turn those headlights on just in case again.
Mine are definitely on, that's for sure.
Yeah, good.
Anyone without them on yet, so that's a bonus.
That is a win.
Good. Now, Tiff, you a fan of Daryl Braithwaite?
I love his song,
yeah.
Horses, but I don't know his speaking voice.
Okay.
Oh, well, all right, we'll put you to the test.
Yeah, let's see how we go. We'll run the clips. You tell us which you think is he. This is clip A.
I'll try it and sound check. And if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
B.
I've always loved the media. I have a love-hate relationship with the media.
C.
We've even got a gig, I think, in, you know, in that state called Western Australia.
What do you think, Tiffo?
Look, we'll just go with B.
I've always loved the media. I have a love-hate relationship with the media.
Sorry, Tiff.
Sorry, Tiff.
That is politician Christopher Pine from the Liberal Party.
They all sound so different.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll go and listen to the song and wait for the next person.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Tiff, boy.
Bye.
All right, thanks to Tiffo, we've narrowed it down. We've got A.
I'll try it and sound check. And if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
And we got C.
We've even got a gig, I think, in, you know, in that state called Western Australia.
What do you think? Which one is Daryl Braithwaite? 1-300-655-922.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, Roz from Devonport is on the phone with us to play Who Dat. Now, Roz, you a fan of Daryl?
I like the other one. I know his music, but not his speaking voice.
Okay.
Yeah, you liked it from Studley.
All right, we'll see how we go. You've got a 1-in-2 shot. All right, we'll run them for you. This is A.
I'll try it and sound check. And if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
And this is C.
We've even got a gig, I think, in, you know, in that state called Western Australia.
Come on, Roz, bring it home. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's A.
I'll try it and sound check, and if I don't do it in the set, you'll know that I couldn't pull it off.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, Ross.
John Farnham, that one.
So sorry, Ross. Have a wonderful day.
Have a good day.
Sorry, Ross. Shame. This was Daryl. House wins.
We've even got a gig, I think, in, you know, in that state called Western Australia.
Crying shame.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
No sing-along today?
Thought I'd mix it up a bit.
It's the 12th of August today. Now, Ari and myself will have a look at it. Big day for sound today. So we thank this day for sound. We have radio because of it, which is our job. So say thank you for sound.
Thank you for sound.
On this day in 1877, Thomas Edison made the first ever sound recording when he recited Mary Had a Little Lamb, which he recorded onto a phonograph. We obviously have a recording of that sound because it was a sound recording. Would you like to hear the first ever sound recording?
Yes, please.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
I still don't trust if you've just made this or if it's actually a sound or if it's just a mock-up from the internet.
No, that's the sound that he recorded.
Is it actually the sound?
Well, we have a copy of the sound because he recorded it.
Yeah,
you know,
but
what I mean?
Do you have the copy of that sound?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you trick me.
Yeah, but then I say when it's a joke.
Okay.
That's so the real recording.
That is?
Yeah.
Cross your heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
You can look it up. It's all out there. It was in 1877, so it's not copyrighted anymore.
Okay, cool.
That's
just
elapsed.
Checking. Yeah, okay.
On this day, 1968, Days of Our Lives, the show every sick kid from school would watch religiously, began on Australian television.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Doesn't it just remind you of having a fever?
It honestly does. A bed on the couch.
You just
nothing
like,
else to do.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, great. Oh. A day off school. Like, that's the good thing about being sick. And you're like, oh, I'd rather be at school.
Honestly,
boring.
Literally, after being at home for that one day, you're like, nah, tomorrow I'm going to school. I'm going to school. No matter what, I'm going back.
Because you only ever see TV outside of school, and then you're at school. So you see the great TV that's on in the morning, and then the great TV that's on
and
after school.
And then you're like, during
you
the day, you're like,
must be brilliant, I'm missing this TV. And then it turns out it's just this.
Like sands through the hourglass.
No.
Turn it over. What else is on? Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ah, God help me. I'm getting sicker.
So true. Oh, I feel old.
It was on this day in 1981 that IBM introduced the first PC with Bill Gates' MS-DOS version 1.0 operating system. Back in 81, the soothing sounds of an old computer.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first computer you ever had in your home?
Oh, I honestly don't know. It was pretty chunky, though.
Yeah, we had one. We had a Windows 95 that I used a lot, but we definitely had one before that. I don't even know what the operating system was, but the screen was different shades of green. It was just green. And there was a lot of MS-DOS, so you had to, like, know how to code to even use it. Yeah. And I remember Grandma had a 3.1, too, with Commander Keen on there and stuff.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
Predating the 95, yeah. And they sounded like that. Just when they're trying their best to turn on.
I remember having one computer in our classroom that everyone shared, and we were like the cool class because we were the only classroom that had that one computer. That was pretty cool, but I don't remember what one we had at home.
Yeah, I remember in grade five we had two computers, one that everyone shared and one that this kid, Carl, just used.
Oh, Carl. Carl got his own computer. Well, Carl.
He was a bit mental. So our teacher knew... Just let Carl use his computer. But then one time we had a relief teacher came in and was like, no, Carl, you joined the class and all this. And he went nuts, was going to stab her with scissors and everything. And we were trying to be like, that's his computer.
That's his thing.
So we had two, but only one that we shared. Had lemmings on it. That was a great game. Lemmings.
I don't know what the game is.
They walk and you have to stop them from falling.
Cute.
To their death.
Okay.
And on this day last year, 2021, Britney Spears' father said he will step down as her conservator amid a Free Britney campaign.
It's Britney, bitch.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari, and morning all. Coming up this hour, Friday Live with Kat Edwards, although we weren't able to get through.
No.
We were talking to her people and we booked in the slot and then we weren't able to hear back from her what time she was willing, because we were going to pre-record it because she's over in London. It's honestly, England is the worst time zone with Australia. It's completely the opposite. It's 10 p.m. right now. So it's like, when do you record an interview?
No idea, but we've got the music. So we still have the live music, just not a chit chat.
Well,
so
we'll see.
We'll try to work something out.
Because I've got her brother's phone number.
Wonder if he'll answer.
He could tell us about his sister or put us through to her.
Yeah, and you're friends with him. So, I mean, connections, come on.
We'll see how that goes. So stay tuned. We don't know who we'll be speaking to, if anyone, but we'll be playing Kat Edwards' new song. She's got a new EP out. It's out today. It's called Best Bad News. She's a Tasmanian. She's making waves.
And she is performing on Friday at 4th Pub 150. There are still tickets available for the Friday session. All you need to do is just go to OzTix and look up 4th Pub 150.
All right, Word Sanger on the way as well. Dog News, No Friday is complete without
Give
a dog
us
news.
Doggy news.
And today we want to talk about what do you think is the best dessert. You know, yesterday when I was down there seeing Troy from Sales, his podcast recording, South Road Boys, had a sticky date pudding.
He did or you did?
I had one. It was covered in butterscotch
goo.
So sticky.
Treat yourself, Ad.
For me, sticky date's right up there with one of the best desserts
anyway.
It
is pretty yummy, isn't it? And it's usually on most menus too.
Exactly.
Because it's popular.
That one and tiramisu. If you're in an Italian restaurant, you want that Italian tiramisu. But I think they're my nominations. Do you have a favourite?
Anything that doesn't contain dairy. But everything that doesn't contain dairy isn't as good.
Yeah, so. Same.
Yeah.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
A cocktail. A nightcap is a good dessert.
Yeah, that's true.
Delish.
Let us know what you think is the ultimate best dessert. Give us a call 1300 655 922 or write us CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. We'll get to your comments next. This is Ed Sheeran, CFM. Morning.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ed Sheeran on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're talking about today, what's your favourite dessert? We've had a few messaged in here. Let me just get to it. We're just taking a phone call. A lot of people have said lemon meringue.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a difficult one to make.
Yes.
Like that meringue. Have you ever attempted to make it? Isn't it like...
You know what's good? That dessert you made that one time with the biscuits and you pour the cream on
it. It's been written in. That one's been written in by Kylie. Choc Ripple.
That's it.
Choc Ripple cake.
That's easy to make compared to lemon meringue.
Well, yeah, you just put a bunch of biscuits together and put it in the fridge with some cream. Yeah, meringue, isn't it, you open the oven and it just all goes to S? If you open the oven at the wrong spot, it goes woof, and it collapses. Is that how it works?
Sorry, it goes like what?
Yeah, you open the oven and it all just goes woof. Doesn't it?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Naomi's on the blower. Morning, Naomi.
You never want to talk when I want to root.
want to call.
Hang on. We never want to talk when you want to root.
No, ring.
Ari. Come on, Ari. Please, get your head out of the gutter.
Sorry, I heard that completely wrong.
Well, Alex already talked about fornication on the air.
You've been listening since very early then.
Good on you, Naomi.
I just want to catch up in the conversation. Adam, you also get dressed in your room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, yeah. Yep, there's another one. This is from our 5 second rule earlier.
From an hour and a half ago.
I don't know about you, but I listen to the radio in my room.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes maybe on a weekend morning I might listen to radio, yeah, when I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, you were listening.
I was listening to you. Yeah, maybe I should just sleep in your room.
Yeah, yeah, I got that one.
I did say that, maybe. Also, I was going to guess number 3, the Daryl Braithwaite.
No, you would have been right.
Okay, you are playing catch up. All right, yeah. We're going right through it. All right, now we up to desserts, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Truffle.
What was that? Chocolate truffle?
Apple crumble.
Oh, apple. I got apple it completely
crumble.
Wrong.
Apple crumble, yum.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I need you to stay. Stay. Like a dog.
I think that's the best one yet.
All right, this dog news story today comes from Brazil, Ari.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to party fouls, crashing a wedding is at the top of the list, followed by stealing attention from the bride as well. Caramelo de Jesus is guilty of both. But then again, he's an adorable dog. So I don't know if that gives him a free pass.
Possibly. I mean, I'm not sure.
Tamiris and Douglas were getting married when one of Brazil's many stray dogs, now apparently there's about 20 million stray dogs in the country of Brazil, one of those stray dogs walked into the church like he was one of the 150 invited guests.
Into the church?
Into the church.
It's a church wedding. I was thinking it was in a park or something.
No, indoors.
Oh.
Just came in. Have a look. Before the ceremony started, the dog entered the church and went straight upstairs where he met the groom and guests, said the bride, Tamiris. The pooch then headed back downstairs, laying just outside the door to the church. He stayed there just waiting for me to enter, she added. As the crowd turned to watch her walk down the aisle, they were charmed by the sight of the dog doing the same, walking down the aisle.
Oh my God, so cute.
Tugging at the heartstrings even more, the pup walked with a slight limp due to a broken foreleg.
Oh no.
He watched as Tamiris exchanged vows with Douglas, then ran up to them as they walked out the door, jumping up to pose for photos with the couple.
Has he done this before?
Oh, he's a stray. I don't know what he's doing, but here we go. Like, it takes a turn here. They officially made the dog part of their family. They adopted the dog.
You know what? I knew that was going to go down. If that dog was a stray dog and it was a part of your wedding, how could you say no?
And it's in all the wedding photos.
It was just meant to be. Oh, I've got goosebumps, Adam.
And so his name came easily, that Caramello de Jesus name. So everyone already started calling him Caramello, and that was it. Though the candy-inspired name was fitting because of the pup's warm butterscotch hue, the couple decided that his full name would be Caramello de Jesus because without a doubt he was sent to us by God. It was a surreal and inexplicable experience, she said.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
And he marked an important day in our history. He was a big part of our moment and enchanted us with his charisma. So they kept the dog. All's well that ends well. The dog's got a home. The couple are married. And it's in Brazil.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where our word machine, Theo, will give you two of the outside words, like the bread, and we want that middle word. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of this electronic Sanger, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw, the lucky last person in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater.
We will draw that prize later on in today's show too, because it's Prize Giving Friday today. Alrighty, Theo, what are our words, fella?
Your words for today are day and package.
Day and package.
So you're going to want to call 1-300-655-922 and tell us what word goes in the middle of day and package. So it's day something, something day, package.
Day and a word, and then that word goes in front of package.
Day something, something
day
package.
And package.
What comes after day, what comes before package. Same word, 1-300-655-922 to play Word Sanger on CFM. That's M by Hold on CFM doing the Word Sanger challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Stephen from Latrobe is on to play Word Sanger this morning. We'll give you the clue again, Stephen, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are day and package.
What do you think, Stephen?
Is it bed?
Day, bed, bed, package.
No, it's sorry, it's not. Stephen, have a wonderful day.
No worries, thank you, bye.
Bye.
Good morning, CFM, who's this?
Nick from Ulverston.
Nick from Ulverston?
Finn.
Sorry, Finn from Ulverston.
Yeah.
All right, Finn, we'll give you the clue again. You tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are day and package.
What's that middle word, Finn?
Spa.
Day, spa, spa package. That could work, but it is not our word.
Finny boy, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Finn.
Thank you.
No worries, bye.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, mate, it's Dinger again from Storm.
Dinger from Storm.
All right, Dinger. We'll give you those words again.
Your words for today are day and package.
What goes in the middle, Dinger?
I was thinking day, use package.
Day what?
Day, ute.
No, that's not our word, sorry. Dinger, mate.
Margaret.
Thanks, matey.
Talk to you next week, maybe. Bye, Dinger.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Maybell.
All right, Maybell. What do you think the word is that goes in the middle of the sanger?
Spa.
It's not spa. Sorry, Maybell.
That'll have to do us. We don't have time. We've got to get to not Cat Edwards, but maybe a relative. We don't know what we're going to do yet because we don't have the actual Friday Live guest. So stay tuned to find out what we do, but we'll roll that word singer over to Monday. So call up Monday if you think you know.
So get thinking. Day and package. What's the word in the middle of the singer? Give us a call on Monday.
Friday, live. Showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Alrighty, good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for Friday Live. Cat Edwards is our quote-unquote guest today, but she's not with us. There was a big kerfuffle. We were talking to her representation. We had her locked in, but then we couldn't get an actual time to record because she's in the UK, which is like polar opposite.
Yes, but don't worry because Adam is one connected fella.
Yeah, well, I happen to know her brother was my friend at school and I still got his number.
Exactly, connections.
So we can always call him and ask him about his sister. So this guy's name's Jeremy. He's like a Commonwealth, Australian Commonwealth hockey
you
gold medalist.
You actually talk about him all the time.
Yeah, he's the fellow that helped me make those comedy skits that the teachers threatened to sue us for defamation with. He's now a teacher himself. Ironic spin. Maybe we can talk to him about his sister if he answers here.
Hey, sorry, I can't answer the phone now. If you'd like to shoot me a text, I should be able to get back to you.
What a tight...
Hit him on the text, Adam!
What a tight little voicemail that is. That's... Redo it, bro.
Redo it? You could have called him again.
No, I'm going to call Brendan Fisher. I don't know what
this is your other mate.
Yeah, he's also... He teaches with him sometimes. I don't know what he can do for us, but...
Maybe he can talk about
Cat. Do you know anything about Cat Edwards, Brendan?
Hello.
G'day, Brendan Fisher. How are you going? It's your mate, Adam Davison.
Oh, hey, Adam.
My co-host, Hello. Ari, also in the room.
Hey, Brendan. How
hey,
you doing?
Ari. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Brendan, can I just tell you what we're trying to do? We're trying to track down Cat Edwards because she was meant to be, we were meant to be interviewing her today.
Who's Cat Edwards?
Cat Edwards is Jeremy's sister. And I, so
oh, really?
To try and at least talk to someone who knows her, I was trying to get Jeremy on the phone. And I know sometimes you teach with him. I don't know, is there any help? Can you help us in any way get through to at least Jeremy so we can talk about Cat?
Do you have his number or what?
I do. He's just not answering.
Yeah, like I'm not at work yet. I'm still just having breakfast. I don't even know Kat. Like, I mean, Jeremy's obviously got quite a few siblings, famously, yeah. But. Yeah. Why her specifically?
Well, we do a Friday Live segment where we have a Tassie artist, and she's in London, so it was hard to nail her down for a time to actually do the interview, but we're debuting her new song, comes out today, and she never got back to us with the time, so we don't have her to interview for this segment. I thought maybe Jeremy could tell us about her, but we can't get him either.
And so you got me. I'm like 2 or 3 degrees of separation from Jeremy's older sister, is that what you
say? No, younger sister, I think. I think she's younger, yeah.
Well, these are the details we'd like to know and find out. But Adam doesn't use Facebook, so I can't Facebook stalk anyone.
I've got to say, Ari, I've known Adam for probably like 20 years. I'm surprised that you haven't had some sort of nervous breakdown by now, to be honest.
Ari, how dare you? Brendan, how dare you?
Why would I have a nervous breakdown?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm quite... I had a lot of time to get used to this kind of stuff. I think. So, like, none of this really surprises me anymore, the way that Adam's brain works.
Yeah.
I'm just very impressed that you've been able to handle everything that he's thrown at you over the last few years.
I'm pretty sure I was like, let's call you.
Yeah, she's just as bad.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm just as bad or worse.
Well, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Brendan.
No, I don't really have much to say. Really. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where I've just accepted that I'm on radio in Devonport for some reason while I'm having breakfast.
You're actually a big part of the show.
you talk about me regularly?
You and the boys, I hear about it all the time. The whole
Adam,
cosmos.
Adam, you've got to move on with your life, mate. It's time to make some new friends.
Yeah,
we hear about this skit all the time.
You'd be surprised how little I talk about you, Adam.
Yeah, well, I just have a bigger heart, Brendan. So I don't suppose it would work if you put us on a conference call. That wouldn't work. You conferenced us with Jeremy. He might trust your number.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm actually quite sick at the moment, Adam. So
I'm sorry, Brendan.
My ability to care about your little radio antics right now is quite thin.
Well, I appreciate you answering the phone anyway, because...
maybe this is as close as we can get to Kat this morning.
I think we're going to have to give up.
I've got...
Oh, he's going to do it, is he? He's going to give it a go.
It's because I asked nicely.
Yeah.
Do you think we're now friends?
He's got that soft touch.
Or he's just put us on hold.
We are like 3 steps away from Kat right now. So close.
I'm so nervous.
Silence. Has he gone?
I think he's hung up.
He's gone.
He's gone. It was a farewell. That was his way of saying P.O.
Okay. Should we try Jeremy?
Well, here's her new song.
Well, let's try Jeremy one more time and we'll introduce her new song on his message bank. At least that's sort of close to Kat.
Hey, sorry, I can't answer the phone just now. If you'd like to shoot me a text, I should be able to get back to you as soon as possible. Cheers.
That's Jeremy Edwards' message bank, brother of Kat Edwards. We're going to hear her in brand new song right now. Best bad news, when's she playing at the 4th Pub?
She's playing on the 9th of December 2022, 4th Pub, 1:50. Friday tickets still available through Austix. Thanks, Jeremy.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam. This Adam is heating up this morning.
Studio is ridiculous. Hot. It shouldn't be boiling hot in the dead of winter.
Adam has had to strip off his boot. He's burning up. His face is all red. His rash is back on his neck.
The hat's off. The jacket's off.
Fancy Friday. It's just going to be, what is it, budgie smuggler Friday soon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I don't know if you think it's funny me having short sleeve button ups, but
I
it's
do.
Out
I do
of necessity. It's so hot in here. Who wants it this hot? What kind of maniac out there in the newsroom wants it this hot?
Adam's revved up because he's got short
it's
sleeves
just
on.
Too hot.
He got short sleeves on, and we've been talking to your school friends. Oh. Are you missing your friends, honey bun?
No, I just want a normal temperature, please. Is all I ask for.
Oh, dude!
I'll tell you what'll cool us down. Damien Collins will join us to talk about the Inspiring Youth Awards before 9 o'clock. He's from Youth, Family and Community Connections. The Inspiring Youth Awards nominations are open right now, so he'll tell us more. Chorus Kings, that'll cool us down.
Oh, I don't think that will cool us down. That will hype us right back up.
CFM's on the fly. Your chance to score $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. Will that cool us down, maybe?
Oh, that's pretty exciting too.
Keep
might
the cabin
have to
cool.
Get extra deodorant on.
Birthday book on the way as well if you know someone celebrating, and we'll check in with the street team with the freebies next. Ren is going to be at Splash, Devonport, and Caden's going to be at the rail crossing in Wyvenhoe. Will he drop the H in Wyvenhoe?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, when we do the cross next. Imagine Dragons, CFM, let's cool down.
Morning.
It's too hot. Quarter past eight on CFM's Adam and Ari. That's Imagine Dragons. Let's hit the streets.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
They've got oodles and oodles and oodles of free stuff. Good morning, Ren Ren. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Good morning. Must be a very happy Friday for Adam. It's very warm in the studio. Plus, there's no coffee in the kitchen. You're low.
That's right.
It's
no
okay.
Coffee.
It's okay. Love, love, love. I made him a coffee with the Nespresso.
Oh, yeah. Happy Friday. I'm at Splash in Devonport. I've got Wild Earth merch with me today and Crepes Master Loaf making bread since 1878. Gonna be a busy day today because I'm gonna.
Oh! Because she digital. It's going to be a busy day today because I digital.
Hey, Adam, you could go jump in the splash
ben
pool.
Ben Rockliff, a.k.a. Ooh. Rocky. Love, love, love you. Happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ben.
We lost you a little bit there, Rena. Did you want to say it again?
Happy birthday, darling husband. I love, love you, Ben Rockliff.
Did we miss anything else for the freebies she's got?
Probably a whole heap of stuff. But hey, she's down at Splash in Devonport. Maybe someone can bring a bucket of water for Adam and tip it over his head outside the studio. Or you could go jump in yourself, Ads.
Well, poor Adam, he's too hot and he's got no coffee. I sound like such a knob. What a prima donna. K-Dog, where are you? What you got, fella?
Morning, Diva.
Yeah, I know, right?
At in Wyvenhoe and near the rail crossing mountain, just in the car park near Crossy's Bakery here. But we're here, of course, for Taz Rails with the Rail Safety Week. Approximately, did you know it can take a fully loaded freight train more than 1,000 metres to stop after the emergency brakes are applied? To put that into perspective, that's 10 to end laps for UTAS Stadium in Launceston. Now, Ari wouldn't know what the UTAS Stadium was because she doesn't follow football.
He's trying to have a go, but he screwed
up. I've actually been to that stadium and I've watched a game of football.
Oh, well, there we go. Never mind. I thought that's
us. She likes the muscly boys.
I do. Hello.
4 times the distance of the match at Stanley and approximately 5 laps the Spirit Tasmania end to end. Now, I'm out here this morning with the Coast Best Free Stuff, of course, if you find it at the Beto's Donuts. Fresh and local, handcrafted, delicious Tasmanian donuts. We've also got some flavour milk. Thanks for better milk. I've got a voucher spend in store at Ladle and Leaf Cafe that's now open in Wilson Street. And I'm always providing goodies. Pop by and see me at Rail Safety Week. All thanks to Taking. And I'm at the CFM Cruiser out in Wyvenhoe near the Tazrail rail crossing at the back of Crusty's in the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman.
Good on you, Kane.
I don't know how much of that.
We sort of heard that. Birthday book, Mish.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time now to shout some birthdays out. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au via the CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties. They're in East Devonport. They got marquees, photo booths, and they got lots more.
Alrighty, here we go. A huge happy birthday to Adam Scott from Devonport. Happy 42nd birthday to our son, Adam. Best wishes, love, Mum and Dad.
Jodie Fox from Devonport. Happy birthday, old girl. Now we're the same age. Love, Emma and Addie.
Another one for Jodie Fox from Devonport. Happy birthday, old girl. Love, Emma, Addie, Mel, Cooper, Haley, and Phoebe.
Birthday shout out here for Halo Bert from Stony Rise, Devonport, I believe, is a pug dog. So I'll say happy birthday in the pug language.
Hello, darling, Halo.
To my best mate, Halo, thank you for all the love and fun and zoomies around the house. Happy third birthday, love from Mum, Dad and Stanton.
Happy birthday to William Robinson from Port Sorrel. Happy seventh birthday, William. Love from Mum, Dad, Amelia and Evelyn.
Mia Trimper from Turner's Beach, a very happy 16th birthday, Mia. Love and best wishes from Hallie, Nan, Jen and Poppy Ive.
Oakley from Devonport, happy 10th birthday, Oakley. Your special day is finally here. We hope you have the best day, love, from Mum, Dad, Grace and Malachi.
Poppy from Burnie, happy 6th birthday, Poppy. How exciting, you are finally old enough to feed the meerkats. Can't believe you've been waiting 3 years for this day. Love from Mummy, Daddy, Adelaide and Alvin.
Hayley from Wynyard, happy birthday, Mum. We hope you have a fantastic day. Love from Jovi, Jalen, Sahara and Jordan and the 10 golden pups. Oh, my God, they've got golden retrieving puppies.
10 of them, jeez.
Bring them into the station, please.
Mason Holland from Penguin, happy 8th birthday, Mason. We hope you have an amazing day and we love you heaps. From Mum, Hunter, Alvin and the Chilkins.
Chicken? Oh, John. Yeah, but Chilkins. But it's weird.
I think they're chickens that are chill.
Yeah, well, don't bring those into the station. Happy birthday to Alice and Archer Parry from Nook. Happy 8th birthday, Alice and Archer. No more sleeps now. Your day has finally arrived. Growing up fast. We hope you have a lovely day. Love you both to the moon and back. Love Mum, Dad, Oliver, Connor, Trevor, the Dashhounds, Susie and Jack Russell and the chickens.
Aidan Hewitt from Devonport. To my big brother, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day at work. Love your little sis to Uncle Aidan / Band-Aid Butt. Band-Aid Butt. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Your nephews, Ollie and Huxley.
Still more Selena. Happy birthday from Parklands. Happy birthday, Mum. We hope you have a great day. Lots of love, Maya, Malachi and Raina.
And one more here. Poppy from Upper Burnie. Happy birthday, Princess. Love, Nanny and Pa. All right, next up, CFM's on the fly. One more chance to score yourself $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. We'll play it after Dean Lewis. CFM. Dean Lewis having a sook on CFM.
CFM's on the fly.
It is time to play on the fly. How would you like to instantly win a $250 voucher to spend with Rex Airlines? Their new Devonport to Melbourne route starts on August 19th. All you need to do is crack the phonetic alphabet code. We'll get Theo back in the building. Welcome back, Theo. Give us some codes for today.
Yeah, well, we've got to take the call first because we like to do it on the fly. So you get the clue while you're on the line. Which line are you feeling today, Ari? They're all blinking.
I just can't. They've been going off for so long. I couldn't possibly pick.
I'm looking at the lines here, studying them. Four.
We've picked.
Well, you've gone with five, which isn't a line.
Okay, so we'll can't see your phone.
Good morning, CFM. You're on the air. Who's this?
I am here to crack the code.
Yeah, what's your name?
Thorin.
Yeah.
What was the name there, Ari?
I'm so sorry, I didn't hear that.
Thorin, like Thor ran away. But
Thorin.
Thorin.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Cool name, Thorin.
All right, Thorin, are you ready to play on the fly?
I am.
All right, mate, so our word machine Theo will give you the letters and you give us it in the phonetic alphabet, okay?
All right.
Let's do this.
Today's code is Q-U-O.
What's the answer?
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Q-U-O.
Q-U-O.
Yep.
Quebec. Uniform. Oscar.
The answer to my code is Quebec. Uniform. Oscar.
Thorin!
He's done it! Congratulations, you've just instantly won yourself a $250 voucher to spend with Rex Airlines.
Thank you very much.
Thorin, you little beauty.
You little beauty. Hang there, Thorin. We will just, we'll grab your details in just a momento.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
16 minutes to 9 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus King.
Sing it!
It is time for you to sing it. It is your very last chance to be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us. All you need to do is finish the chorus by calling 1-300-655-922.
Yes, we'll give you the line of the song. You give us the next line. Simple as that. And the line is... What's the next bit? That's what we need from you. 1-300-655-922 if you know it.
Have people talking,
yeah. I really want to sing it. I really, really, really want to sing it.
You can't play.
I know.
You can't
play. Kick me out the studio. Someone call right now. 1-300-655-922.
Take them to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus King.
Sing it!
We've got Charlie from Port Sorell on the line to be today's Chorus King. You ready to go, Charlie?
Yep.
All right, we'll give you the line and you just take it from there, brother.
Happy or sister. Talking.
Go, Charlie! Charlie!
Oh, your sex is on fire.
Sounds good to me. Let's check the tape.
Yeah!
That's the way.
Well done. You've become a Chorus King. The very last one for this week. You are in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Thank you.
Well done, Charlie. Hang there and I'll grab your phone number.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We're on the phone with Damien Collins from Youth, Family and Community Connections to talk about the Inspiring Youth Awards. Thanks for being with us, Damien. So nominations for this are open now?
Nominations have opened, yes, for 2022, which we're really excited about. We've got three categories where young people can be nominated to recognise what they've been contributing to our Northwest community. We're just really excited to be up and running again.
Can you run us through the categories and what you're looking for?
Certainly. So we've got, we'll start with the Quiet Achiever Award. This is, as long as we've been running these awards, this one's always been popular because it's really about, it's not acknowledging that high flyer, that person who's, you know, at the top of their class or killing it on the sports field. It's that person, you know, who just always shows up, that you can be relied on. They're just chipping away. They're just that quiet achiever. And I think we have a lot of them. We know a lot of them, especially in that teenage kind of age bracket. So that's the first category. Second, very Australian one, which is the Great Mate Award. And that's really around, it
so
always,
good.
And it rhymes too.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
So that's just acknowledging, you know, that consistent friend who's always there. It might be someone that's helped a friend through, I guess, a challenge or a bit of adversity. Might be around acknowledging an unlikely friendship, but just really, I guess, acknowledging that spirit of mateship that's so important in Australian culture. And lastly, we have the WOW Award, which is pretty straightforward. That's just recognising someone who's made an achievement. Doesn't matter how big, how small. Might be something that typically might go unnoticed or uncelebrated. So here's our chance to say to someone, hey, now you have done something great. Let's celebrate that.
Wonderful. So being youth and a youth awards, what age bracket are we looking at?
Yes, so it's for people born between the years of 2002 and 2009.
Okay.
And that includes those years. So it's 13 to 20 is the other way of saying that.
Yeah, wonderful. That makes me feel old.
Yeah. I could be nominated 2.5 times.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And how can you nominate someone?
It's really simple and it's really accessible. So if you go on our website, which is www.yfcc.com.au, you can download a nomination form or you can actually just fill in. There's a form right there on the website. It's really straightforward. Or you can drop into any of our offices and ask our team, just say, hey, I'd like to nominate someone. So we try and make it as accessible as possible. There's absolutely no cost involved. There's no, I guess, there's nothing too big and there's nothing too small. We want to recognise all the positive contributions that young people make to our community and really lift them up on a pedestal.
Amazing. And one of those being actually getting the award if you win. When is the award presentation?
Absolutely. So it's booked in, it's in the second week of the October school holidays on the 12th. Of October, and we do. It's a bit of an affair, really. We do quite a nice luncheon. We have a bunch of guest speakers. A lot of the local politicians will show up, and we really like to give those young people, you know, help them really feel valued, really feel acknowledged, and we have quite a nice lunch. And it's a really good event. And everyone who gets nominated will receive a certificate. And the winners of each of those three categories actually get themselves $300.
Oh wow!
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, we believe it's important in giving back and recognising the many positive things that are happening that maybe don't always get recognised.
Yeah, definitely. So get your nominations in.
That's it. They're open till the 11th of September, so we've got a little while, but I encourage everyone not to hesitate because sometimes we get a bit distracted. So, if you see a young person out there or know a young person, doesn't matter if you're a teacher in a school, if you're a parent, if you're in a sporting club or really anything, we get nominations from a whole broad range of people. So it's really exciting to see that, you know, and from right the way across the coast as well.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Damien.
No worries. Thanks, CFM, for your support.
Thank you. Damien Collins from Youth, Family and Community Connections telling us about the Inspiring Youth Awards.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to your Fancy Friday and welcome to your Prize Giving Friday. There'll be prizes to be given out before 10 a.m, but this morning we've been talking about what's your favourite dessert.
Christine has said a slice of jelly. Mm? You want a slice of boss man?
Oh, look out. Oh, I get what you're saying. Let me just find this.
Better take off my shirt.
Just kidding. She said jelly slice, but I read that and I was like, what?
Yeah, what
is that? Jelly slice is delicious.
Better take off my shirt.
The biscuit at the bottom.
Yeah, the biscuit at the bottom. Yeah.
Better take off my shirt.
Robin wrote in golden syrup dumplings.
Yum, that sounds delish.
Now, it's not quite what she's talking about. There's these desserts that are covered in syrup that you can get from Indian restaurants.
Oh, fat bala, bala, bala.
Bala.
Bala. Is that what you're talking about? Bala. Bala. I don't know
No. It's a gulab jamun or something it's called. Galoob syrupy Indian dumplings, it says in brackets, when you order them. They're all right. They're not bad. Yeah.
I can't pronounce the thing I want to talk about, so we'll move on to the next.
What are you trying to talk about?
Oh, okay. Turkish Delight in Devonport, the chip shop where you get your snack pack, they've got desserts, and then it's kind of like pastry. It's very thin pastry, and it's all stacked up, and it's just delicious. And I'm pretty sure it starts with a B.
Banana.
Not.
Banana fritter. Banana fritters are good, though.
Balaclava? No.
You've been doing some Robin?
No,
skiing. You've been skiing.
Oh, what is it? What is it called?
What is it, a Turkish dish?
It's from the Turkish Delight. I'm not sure. It's from the Turkish Delight shop in Devonport.
Baklava.
I was so close. Baklava? That was pretty close.
With the green stuff on it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Pistachio.
Yeah, so good.
Baklava.
I'm not going to lie, that was pretty close.
To balaclava or?
That's pretty close.
I'll tell you what's close to being played, Jimmy Barnes and Lizzo, but this is Avicii, Wake Me Up, CFM, textbook.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Don't forget about this, you're running out of time.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Get your noms in.
Noms close Sunday, quick.
They close on Sunday. You're right, Adam. And you know what? We're not taking any last-minute noms. Like, if you message us on Monday, so sorry.
It's not like you can say, oh, sorry, the dog ate my nomination. You know what I mean? No excuses.
No excuses. Get your noms in before they close. CFMTAS.com.au is where you need to go. The winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card. Every student in the winning class will receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card. And you got to be nominating your teacher to be in it to win it.
Yeah, so nominate your favourite primary school teacher. Let us know how they go above and beyond, in and outside the classroom. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate, IGA Tasmania, Harvey Norman Burnie Computers, your local Apple specialist, and My Coast Realty. You're in good hands with My Coast Realty. Next up, Zed and Grey featuring Maren Morris. 3 for 1, so CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast about to sign off. But before we do, it's Prize Giving Friday. We're not finished yet.
Prize Giving Friday.
We give out prizes right now. Time to give out them prizes.
Okay, get it.
Prize time.
Prize Giving Friday. Woo!
Thank you, everyone, for calling this week and playing our competitions. We now need to award the prizes for those competitions.
Give back to you, our listener. Okay, a huge congratulations to our Who Dat winner of the week, Troy from Penguin.
Troy boy, you got a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. Enjoy.
A huge congratulations to Jill from Ulverston for guessing the word that went in the middle of the singer.
Jill, $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Nice.
Have a good one.
And they're open 7 days, so you can go this weekend and get your plants.
Jeez.
A huge congratulations to Charlie from Port Sorrel.
Charlie, $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics is yours for playing Chorus Kings this week.
And of course, our birthday book winner of the week, all the way from Turner's Beach, is Mia.
Happy birthday, Mia, and enjoy your $50 voucher to peppermint parties. And everyone,
well done.
Thanks for being with us this week. And everyone, enjoy Jerry Shears with your Workday Hits next.
Miss you already.
Bye.
Better take off my shirt.